I'm now joined by Graeme McQueen. He's from Dublin Chamber. He's going to be talking about a number of issues. Push for College Green Plaza, Salesforce jobs announcement, the Metrolink urgency, commercial rates hikes and upcoming Chamber events. Good afternoon, Graeme, and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. There's not a lot to talk about, Johnny, is there?
No, there isn't. Well, first of all, the Chamber has called on Dublin City Council to consider a trial pedestrianisation of College Green. What benefits, in your opinion, would this plaza bring to the city?
Plaza would bring is breathing room, I guess, is the best way to put it. So there's a lot of congestion around that area at the moment. We're trying to push a lot of transport through. There's a lot of conflict between buses and trams and cyclists and people walking around. So what the plaza would do is basically take buses out of there, take taxis out of there, and create a pedestrian area, a plaza, as the council have described it, an area for people to make their own, to have a coffee, have an ice cream, and just relax, basically. So it's what you would find in a lot of big cities abroad. You know, Copenhagen, Amsterdam have lots of these types of areas. Something that we don't really have in Dublin. So it would be something new for us, but something that could potentially be really good for the city. So the council has had a plan for this for a long time. The plan that they had was turned down by On Board Planála. But what we're saying now is look to revive that plan, to try and get people used to the idea we would run a trial of some sort through probably the summer months. And anyone who's read the Irish Times today will see that the council has thankfully taken this suggestion on board, and it looks like it might happen in July and August of this year.
Really? Okay. Much of the public, however, they have doubts about this whole concept, mainly due to the serious impact it might have on traffic congestion in its surrounding streets. Because after all, College Green seems to be the main exit point, cross point for traffic moving between Dublin's north and south side. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. I think it is a great unknown for the most part. I mean, people generally like the idea of a plaza, but they're just not sure how it would work in practice. And the same goes for business. Whenever you try and make a change of any kind like this, businesses get nervous because, you know, they're worried about how it will impact on them and how it will impact on their staff. So what a trial would do basically is allow us to see how the city would function with the type of changes in place that Dublin City Council have talked about. So the alternative is that if we end up going with a plaza without a trial, it's going to happen anyway and there'll be no turning back the clock. Whereas with a trial, it would allow us to spot maybe potential problems or challenges or things that need changed earlier. So when the plan does eventually come in, it would allow us to have those changes in place. So it's basically a suck it and see. It would allow people to get their heads around what it would be like. It would tell us the type of stuff that we would need on any potential plaza. Would it be coffee shops? Would it be seating? Would it be bike racks, for example? So it's you know, you see this happening a lot in other cities. They do things like car free Sundays and trials of big changes. So what we're looking for here is just that type of thinking to come into Dublin and better inform, you know, the planning process for things we want to do in the city.
So for how long would the trial be for? Would it be carried out during the week at a time when Dublin City's traffic is heavy, to make a good comparison?
The suggestion from us as a chamber was that we could do anything really. Would it be a midweek day? Would it be an afternoon? Would it be a few hours? Would it be a weekend, for example, maybe a bank holiday? So, but what the council have said at a meeting this week, which is reported in the paper today, is that they would look to do it on a series of Sundays through July and August. So that's an interesting approach. It's probably a sensible one. Sundays, you know, you've not got all the office workers trying to get into work, so there's less pressure on the transport system. If things were to go wrong, it wouldn't affect businesses quite as much. So picking a Sunday is probably the right thing to do. And it would just give us a glimpse into what a potential plaza would look like and how it would work. So we'll just have to wait and see whether the council follows through on its plan.
Yes. Graeme, if you don't mind me mentioning, just to mention it, would a Sunday only trial not defeat the whole purpose? Because we're not making a comparison as to what's going to really cause a huge problem if it ever went ahead is traffic congestion. And we don't have traffic congestion anyway. We don't have a traffic issue on a Sunday. So we can't make a comparison.
Sundays are busy. They're just not as busy as midweek. I'd probably take the opposite view in that if you were to try it on, say, a Monday or a Tuesday, you know, you're probably, the likelihood of problems is pretty high. If the problems were too big, then the whole thing would probably be killed before we could ever really see whether it could work with changes. We saw this when the Lewis Cross City went live. The first couple of days, the first few weeks when Lewis was in place was really, really tricky. But once we've got to grips with the changes that are required, taking taxis out, taking some bus routes out, now College Green runs relatively okay compared to where we were back at the start. So I think that's why you would look to do it on a Sunday or a less busy day. It's a softly approach, I guess, which we think would probably be the best idea.
All right, okay. Moving on to the Metrolink, its urgency needs now immediate attention because of the continued growth of airport passengers. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we just saw figures released by Dublin Airport a couple of weeks ago, which showed that 29 million people passed through the gates of Dublin Airport. So that was flying in and out of there, coming out of the airport, going in. So Metrolink is obviously a plan that's been around for a long time. Your listeners will probably know it better as Metro North, but the plans for that are back on the table. The initial first draft of those plans were released last year. We're actually just waiting on the next iteration of the plan to come out, I think in the coming days, in the coming couple of weeks. So what that would be is an underground rail line through the city centre, out north Dublin, taking in the airport and finishing up just north of Swords. So take you from the airport into the city centre in about 18, 19 minutes. Trains would run every 2 minutes under the ground. So it'd be a really exciting project for Dublin, one that we really need. It's not just Dublin Airport that would benefit, it's North County Dublin as well. It's a really fast-growing area of the country. But Dublin Airport, the figures are pretty amazing, really. The growth out there has been incredible over the last sort of 8-9 years. 30 million passengers is a lot. At the moment, they're all trying to get there in cars and, you know, on bendy buses. So we'd like to see Dublin come up to spec with what you would see in other cities around the world. The likes of Amsterdam, where you step off a plane, you get into the airport terminal, and then you can jump on a train into the city centre. That's the type of service we would like to see come into Dublin. So hopefully that's a project that we can get over the line in the months to come.
Yes, we might be the only city in Europe, in fact, that doesn't have a train service from the airport. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Yeah,
We're certainly one of very few major cities anyway, and most of them would have them. It's a pity we hadn't built it before now. You look at a lot of the cities abroad, they've had this for decades. We stalled on the project, so I think now is the time for us really just to get to grips with that and get the thing built.
Yeah, the application to build it, in fact, is now unlikely to be made until 2020 because of the delays for the redesigned route. Do you see any way around that we could speed it up now, bring it forward?
It's a tough one to speed up because it's a complicated process. You know, putting a tunnel under the ground requires a lot of works around the city. So there'll be several sites earmarked around the city to bring the soil out of the ground. That means knocking down buildings at times. It means displacing people from houses and things. So it's very emotive. It's one we've got to make sure we get right. So it's one we probably have to take our time on. But at the same time, there is an urgency for the project because of the reasons I just talked about there. You know, it's a fast-growing city. We've got congestion. There's a lot of people trying to get in and out the airport. So the sooner we can make that project happen, the better. And if there is any way of speeding it up, then absolutely the NTA and the various bodies need to be looking at that.
Yes, I understand. Dublin Chamber, just to change the subject again, have called on elected councillors to reject plans for increased commercial rates. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, so it's only a small increase in commercial rates that has been proposed by the council. I mean, it's only around 1%, which doesn't seem a lot, but I think when you look at it in the bigger picture, is that there's a lot of increases going on in terms of business costs at the moment. So commercial rates are going up. The VAT rate for the hospitality sector has gone from 9% to 13.5%. So that's a big jump. A lot of your listeners have probably seen the price of their coffee or their sandwich going up over the last few weeks, and that's because of the VAT increase. So there's lots of cost pressures. Things like insurance as well is very high in Ireland at the moment. So there's a lot of business pressure. you know, a lot of pressure on business costs. So if we don't, if we've got to be careful, basically, is what we're saying as a chamber. Even a 1% increase in commercial rates just makes things that little bit trickier for businesses, and it could be the defining factor in whether a business keeps going or whether it decides to shut up shop. So we want to make sure that the environment for businesses is fair. So if there are other ways for the council to raise that money, then we would prefer that they would look at those rather than simply lumping another 1% onto the commercial rates in the city.
Yes. What kind of impact could it have for businesses in the city if the proposed increase went ahead?
The biggest impact would probably be that they'd have to put up prices. That's not always possible. It depends what industry you're in. So as I've just said there, like, people have probably saw the coffee prices going up in recent weeks. I know the place I buy my own one has gone from sort of 240 up to 270. So that makes me have a decision every day as to whether I keep buying that. If people stop buying the product because of the price increase, then that's obviously bad news for the business. Some businesses will opt just to soak up that increase, which will affect their profit margin. And it's, you know, it's not easy to make a profit in a lot of sectors, full stop. So any pressure like that builds on the business just makes, you know, the opportunity, the attractiveness of doing business in Dublin that little bit less. And that's not what we want. We want Dublin to be an open, fair place to do business, where a business can make a profit, you know, everyone can get a fair price for the goods that they're buying.
Right. Okay, to change the subject again, we've had a Salesforce announcement of 1,500 new jobs for Dublin. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so Salesforce are a big employer here in Dublin already. They're what they're talking about now is over the next 5 years, they're going to take on an extra 1,500 people. They're talking of getting their staff count here in Dublin up to around 5,000. So it would be one of the biggest employers in the country if that was to happen. So it's an exciting one for Dublin. It's great to see, given all the fuss about Brexit and things like that, that the biggest and best companies are still looking to come and locate here and invest in Dublin. Obvious challenges with that as well, that we need to make sure that we're able to soak up these jobs. The housing problem obviously comes first to mind, is where are all these people going to live? But jobs news is brilliant. We just need to make sure that we can accommodate more job announcements like this in the months and years to come.
Yes, in fact, it's probably a positive point in relation to Brexit, because you know, foreign companies will now invest in Ireland rather than in the UK. I mean, I'm wondering what percentage of these jobs relate to foreign companies based in Ireland.
There's lots of jobs being announced at the moment. I mean, Facebook have announced plans as well to take on 1,000 new people over the coming year. So there's lots of opportunities there for Dublin. I think you're right, Johnny. I think the eyes of the world, to a large degree, are on Dublin. They are on Ireland. If they can't do business in the UK because of Brexit, they're looking at other areas. And Dublin is thankfully front of mind for a lot of companies. It's a place they all want to come and locate. So that's an opportunity for us as a country. We've just got to make sure that we're able to embrace the opportunities and to soak up the, you know, the jobs and investment that are coming our way. So even going back to a project like Metrolink, that's going to cost us a few billion to build that project. It's going to take a long time to build. But if you think of the potential impact of that, like, it's huge. So these are the investments that we need to be making in order to keep the economy growing, in order to make sure we're still attractive to big employers from all around the world.
Exactly, and that investment, it all brings us back to improving our infrastructure, which we spoke about earlier, and it all, you know, interlinks and wraps around each other. There's also been an announcement of a new passenger ferry service. I didn't mention this earlier. It's across the River Liffey. It's due to commence next Monday week. From what points will the service run?
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one. This, it's something that was on the Liffey for years. It stopped in the mid 1980s, but it's been revived now. So there's going to be a new passenger ferry service that will run from the Point, or the Three Arena, as it's now known. It'll then go to the south side, over just sort of east of the Samuel Beckett Bridge, and then it'll go back across to the north side again, just to the convention centre. So three stops. It'll be a pretty quick journey. But the reason that we're doing that as a city is that there's a couple of bridges due to go in there that have been delayed for a period of time. They're not going to happen anytime soon. So in the meantime, to allow people to cross the river easier at that section, they're going to put in this ferry service. It's going to be €2 to make the crossing. It sounds like a bit of fun, first of all. I think a lot of locals will be interested to see what Dublin looks like, to see what that journey is like. But as well, there is a demand there for people, for commuters to make that trip from north to south of the river. At the moment, it's a bit of a roundabout way. You have to walk down to the Samuel Beckett Bridge to, say, if you're going from Grand Canal Dock to the City Arena for a concert, maybe from somewhere like the Marker Hotel. You know, that's a bit of a roundabout way you have to walk at the moment. But once this boat service launches in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to take the boat in a few minutes and able to make that trip a little bit easier. So it's one I'm actually looking forward myself to making the trip. I think it'll be at least a bit of fun, if not saving me a bit of time when I need to go to meetings and things.
So it's for commuters, not just for tourists, commuters travelling to work. It would actually be quicker for them to take the ferry service and walk down to the next bridge.
It would be. I mean, if you're going from the Marker to the Three Arena, it would take probably around 15-20 minutes to walk it, depending on how quick you walk. It can be pretty windy and blustery down there as well. So the fact that you can cut that journey time, I think, is a welcome move.
Absolutely, and it sounds like great fun. Excellent.
As long as you don't fall in, Johnny.
Well, if we can swim, we're all right. Speaking of which, will they have to wear life jackets?
I'm not sure, actually. The ferries will take around 18 people. I'd imagine they'll be pretty safe. I mean, I've been on these things abroad, and it depends on the city. It depends on the regulations. We'll have to wait and see whether that is the case. But we'll know pretty quick anyway. This service is going to launch in the next 10 days or so. As I say, looking forward to trying it and seeing what it's all about.
Okay. So finally, Dublin Chamber have a number of events coming up in the next few weeks. ADM dinner, business breakfasts and a few more. So just for the sake of our listeners, would you like to give us details of some of them?
Yeah, we're all about getting people together, getting businesses networking together and expanding people's brains. I suppose we want to get everybody thinking and learning about new things. So there's lots of events coming up in the Chamber. As you said, we have a big dinner next week, our AGM dinner, where we'll welcome our new president, who'll be Niall Gibbons. He's the CEO of Tourism Ireland. He's going to come on board as our president for a year. So we have a dinner in the Intercontinental Hotel next Thursday evening. There'll be about 550 people at that one. So going to be a great night. It's sold out already. We've got the Taoiseach speaking at that one. As I say, Niall Gibbons as well from Tourism Ireland. But other than that, there's lots of big and small events coming up. If anyone is interested in getting involved in the Chamber, seeing what we're all about, take a look at the website, spot an event and drop one of us a line, and by all means we'd welcome anyone who wants to come along and see what we're all about. Once you're a member of the Chamber as well, it's all free. So once you've had a look, by all means give us a shout and I'd be happy to help people along.
Sounds great. And of course, if anybody wants to check out the website, the address is, I think, dublinchamber.ie/events. Will that be right?
Exactly. That's the one, Johnny. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so, Graeme, we leave it at that, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish up.
No, I think we've covered a lot there. If anybody wants any more information and all that, there's lots more on dublinchamber.ie. So there's lots of details about what's happening in the city. From an events point of view, but also from an infrastructure and transport point of view as well. So lots to read on the website.
Okay, Graeme, we leave it at that. Thanks again for joining us. Talk again soon, and all the very best to you. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Johnny. All the best.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Graeme McQueen from Dublin Chamber talking about a number of issues.